Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodimo ku vam kažem nedilju na stanicu Rosen FM, vaše rusinske radio, o 5:15 hodine u Pittsburghu, a 5:10 hodine u Prijašovi. Ja jem Din Polovka, a dneska je nedilja 23. Januara 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM, your Russin radio station, and archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, January 23rd, 2022. It was 51 years ago today, at Allegheny General Hospital on the north side of Pittsburgh, that I was born. Yes, today is my birthday. Feel a little older than usual, since we're not able to go anywhere, do anything, and just the way life has been going. But I would like to thank everyone who has sent me birthday wishes, either by text or by email or through Facebook. I appreciate everyone's best wishes for a happy birthday. Thank you very much. We're going to start off today's program by playing one of my favorite songs. This is from Roland, from Chirch in Spiš County, A Popid Makovitsu, followed by the Zakarpatsky Narodny Chor with an instrumental version of Pade Dožd.
Zelena, budeme kositi do vjena, e popina kovicu, e travička zelena, budeme kositi do vjena. Travička zelena, budeme kositi do vjena, e popina kovicu, e travička zelena, budeme kositi do vjena, niš nema, niš nema, šrko vodača.
Zelena,
Since December of 2020, this radio broadcast has been part of the Russin FM family. I'm appreciative and grateful to Russin FM for having me and this broadcast, the Carpatho Russin Society Heritage Program, on their radio station. We are sponsored by the Carpatho Russin Society, but in order to stay on Russin FM, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen. We're beginning our 19th year of broadcasting. I'm looking forward to the future, but in order to do so, I need your support. If you would like to make a donation, well, I'd suggest $19 in honor of our 19th year of broadcasting. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. On today's Historic Focus, we'll talk about one of the leading cultural and educational pioneers of the Rusyns in Vojvodina in the 19th century, Petro Kuzmiak. But first, a brief background of Rusyns in that region. In the autonomous province of Vojvodina, which is north of the Sava and Danube rivers in northern Serbia, there are sizable number of Russians who lived there. In the 1740s, after the Habsburgs were able to drive the Ottomans from that area for the Hungarian kingdom, Russians from primarily Zemplin County settled and founded many towns. One such town, Ruski Kerestor, is the cultural center for Russians in Vojvodina. Ruski Kerestor's leading cultural and educational awakener, Petro Kuzmiak, was born in 1816 in the Hungarian kingdom, Spiš County, present-day Slovakia, the village of Stranjani. Petro completed his gymnasium studies in Podolinets and Debrecen in 1836, then entered the Greek Catholic Basilian Monastery in Mukachevo. While studying at the monastery, he also completed a course in pedagogy in Ushorod, where he learned choral singing with Konstantin Matezonski. He became qualified to work as a teacher and a notary as well. Discontent with monastic life, Kuzmiak left Mukachevo and from 1838 to 1854 taught in Russian elementary schools in the Prešov region villages of Šambrun and Jakubiane. He was then transferred to Ruski Kerestor in Vojvodina, where he taught in the local school for nearly four decades. In Ruski Kerestor, Kuzmiak established a choir and encouraged studies to write songs and collect folk music and lyrics from the local Russian population. In recognition of his pioneering work in education among the Vojvodinian Russians, the new elementary and high school built in Ruski Kerestor after World War II was named in his honor. He died January 13, 1900, in Ruski Kerestor. I had the privilege of visiting Ruski Kerestor in 1993 with the folk group from Ňago in Slovakia. Ňago is a Russian village just east, I believe it is, of Medzi Laborce in Upper Zemplin County. They were participating in the annual Red Rose Červená Ruža Festival, and we stayed at the Petro Kuzmiak dormitory, and the group from Ňago performed, and Ruski Kerestor is a wonderful town of about 5,000-6,000 people, and they truly keep Russian traditions alive, along with local flavor. And what I mean by that is they use the indigenous instruments, if you want to call it that, the tambora instruments. And when I came back from that research trip in 1993, a lot of people were telling me, Russians don't play tamboras, Russians don't do that. Well, oh yes, they do. I spent a lot of time with people there and playing the instruments as I do, because I grew up in Croatian as well as a Russian dance group here. It is wonderful to see Russians playing the instruments along with keeping the traditions alive. One day I will tell you about my fascinating border crossing experience from that trip. It was quite an experience getting into what was then Yugoslavia and getting out. So be listening for that one of these days. Yeah.
stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life. GCU. Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also visit their webpage to get all of their rates and products online. Please log on to GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com. Or give them a call at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. I think I'll tell you a little bit about that border crossing experience. So we were on a busload from Slovakia going through Hungary, driving all night in 90-degree weather, and the bus didn't have any air conditioning whatsoever. We get to the Yugoslav border, and everyone on the bus has still Czechoslovak/Slovak passports. They just went from being Czechoslovakia to Slovakia in 1993. I was the only American, and as the border guard came across my passport, he said, "Well, you're Polish." So, "No, I'm not Polish. I'm American." He goes, no, it says right here, you're Polish." I said, "No, that's my name, Poloka." Well, he goes, "Americans can't come into this country." I said, "Well, why can't they? There's war going on, and we aren't allowing Americans to come in here because they're on the side of the Croatians who were trying to break away at the time." I said, "Well, we drove all night. What do we do? How can we get me to get into this country?" He said, "Well, cigarettes." "Well, what? Cigarettes? Okay." So bags were passed amongst the people from Njagul, and the cigarettes came to the border guard. He goes, no. "I can get these kind of cigarettes. I want American cigarettes." I was like, "Where are we going to get American cigarettes here at the border?" He looks and says, "Right there is a duty-free shop." All right. So went into the duty-free shop, got a carton of L&M cigarettes, gave the person a $20 bill. I got something like 8 or 9 Deutschmarks back. I don't know how that conversion happened. Gave him the cigarettes. He stamped my passport, said, "You have 7 days. If you're not out of this country by then, you're going to stay here." And I said, "Trust me, I'll be out of this country in a couple of days." So that's the quick story of that. At the time, another thing that was interesting was, since there was the war, the independence war was going on at that time, the value of the Yugoslav dinar was really bad. It was something like 8.4 million dinar per dollar. I can't remember off the top of my head. I exchanged, I think it was $20 or $40, and I had millions upon millions of dinar, and everyone was razzing me saying, "Look, you are Yugoslavian millionaire." I'm like, "Well, okay." So I had to try and spend that money over the weekend we were there. Just a quick story of my escapades as I traveled through Slovakia in 1993 and 1994. Really happy they didn't have Facebook back then. Well, stay tuned. Next couple weeks, maybe I'll tell you a little bit about another story that I have.
Zlatu ja odrwala. Саду я одорвала, Маруся, раз, два, три, Каліна, чорнява, я дівчина, саду я одорвала. Гей! Не буду тобі далека, жмаречко, винка, налей, налей, налей нам погана, та жмаречко нарована.
Before we leave you today, ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder that if you want to watch Rusyn videos, especially from the Carpatho Rusyn Society, go to YouTube and search Carpatho Rusyn Society. You can also visit our friends, the John and Helen Timo Foundation, Lemko with History, and American Lemko. Those are all found on YouTube.com, and again, search either Carpatho Rusyn Society, Lemko with History, or American Lemko. Remember that the Carpatho Rusyn Society has an online store where you can buy both online and offline mail purchases. We have a product line such as Who Are the Rusyns? The DVD by John Rigetti, the first Rusyn language course for English speakers, books such as In the Foots of Our Ancestors, Wooden Churches of the Rusyns. We have flags, we have wooden coaster sets, we have reusable bags, aprons, and much more. We also have partners from the Carpatho Rusyn Research Center, the Lemko Association, and Sylvia Sunflower, where you can order Rusyn products. Go to c-rs.org, and right there on the main page, you will see Store, and go ahead and click Store, and you will see all the information. If you'd like to listen to this broadcast any time of the day or night, visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, where you can listen to every broadcast of this radio program from our beginning in 2004 up to today. c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Rusyn Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org, and don't forget to listen to Rusyn FM not only Sundays at 3:30, listen all day long if you'd like. I have it on whenever I'm not in a meeting, and they have wonderful Rusyn broadcasting. You can listen to their archives as well for their programs. They have liturgies, they have different news and event type broadcasting, as well as music. So that is rusyn.fm. rusyn.fm. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasny tydzień. Z Bohom.
Nekonečnej to čvitša mi zdaje. Z malého sela do New Yorku drtarša vdaje. Liša doma díti ženu i novú nedokončenú chžu. A sam neznáš, to bude mal z toho. Grajca ríša mu minuli, korč mi prištam perliku, samo to bar zmoć trapit, Надій вкладат в Америку, ну так давай, заробталяй, ну так давай, заробталяй, що ж я то роби, що ж я то роби, швидко, що мали страва рука, повтікали на Бруклін, що ж я то роби. Що ж я то робі? Нове щастя кожний глядат, при роботі стати впадат, сльозу з уст му ніхто не похтірат, сам ще прибивав. З тяжким болем кожне рано встават, попікаву жість хліб з маслом, камара там замавав, не дба джего жена вола, жему діти в краю плачуть, а фури зна, що буде мав з того. Таляріша му минули на дорогу фраєрку, самото бар змоць страпи, на ній страчат приштам пелику, но так давай,
так давай,
зароб таляри,
зароб таляри,
но так давай,
но так давай,
зароб таляри, що ж я то роби, що ж я то роби, швидко, що мали здрава рука, потікали на Бруклін, що ж я то роби, що ж я то робі, нове щастя кожний глядат, при роботі здати впадат, сльозу з уст му ніхто не похтірат. Може раз прийде час, кей час зазрак стане, швидко люди, що ще роздвоїли сполу, вийду до поля, що було 20 років не оране. Може завтра прийде то час. Що ж я то робі, що ж я то робі, швидко, що мали страва рука, повтікали на Бруклін, що ж я то робі, що ж я то робі, нове щастя кожний глядат, при роботі захопадат, сльозу ніхто не похтірат, сам ще прибивав.
Голос русинів Америка.